Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We had a trade again yesterday. We got a lot going on during this show. So, Danny boy, you better keep your rods and cones all together here.
Oh, yeah.
We had a trade yesterday. Kristaps Porzingis is going to the Atlanta Hawks. Correct.
Friend of the show, George Yang, going back to Boston.
Man, it...
Former friend of the show.
Well, yeah, because I told you he got traded, then he would like not talk to us. I think he was pissed.
I'm sure he was not happy. I'm sure he was not happy.
And we're
that
like,
he was moved.
George, just come on the show. And I think he was basically like, I ain't got nothing good to say.
I think he was unhappy he was traded.
I gotta reach out to George again and see whether like, come on, let's let bygones be bygones. You're in Beantown now. Come on.
Closer to home.
I didn't trade you. I wanted to keep you. For show purposes. I wanted to keep him.
What about for basketball purposes?
Yeah, I didn't say anything about basketball purposes. I'm interested in putting on a good show. Yeah. He was a great guest.
He would have been one of those guys to maybe go roughhouse a little bit when you needed it.
Yeah. Yeah, you want toughness. Was George not tough?
I don't think George would have been able to play in that series.
George will whoop your ass. What are you talking about?
I think that...
I didn't need him to play, Danny.
What are you talking about?
Throw an elbow or two.
I think that George Yang would have had a tough time staying on the floor against the Pacers and against the Boston Celtics.
Okay. I didn't ask about that, Mr. Basketball.
Well, that's what
I asked whether or not he could go out there and be a tough guy. That's what I asked. Let's turn this court into Roadhouse and see what's working. George Yang, you need dangerous people like George. And George, if he didn't like what you were going to say, he was going to cuss you out. I know that because we had to dump him like a dozen times when he was on the show.
Yes. That is how George is. Yes.
Besmirch George Niang at 6:05 on this show. Damn it.
I would not do that.
You besmirched him when you said he couldn't be on the floor.
I don't think he would have been able to
play. We could put Isaac Okoro on the floor. He'd just run around and flail his arms and God knows what, but you can't put George Niang on the floor?
He didn't play either.
He was on the floor.
Not really.
Isaac Okoro, 1 minute is 1 minute too many, buddy.
He didn't play much.
They could have pulled a drunk out of the stands, and they could have ran around. Did just as good. I say like Isaac Okoro would whoop my ass too. So, you see that guy?
He's quick.
That is a very physical man.
He's pretty jacked.
And why didn't he start shoving people? We're going over the corpse again. I don't need to do that. C-SPAN's on in the studio. I got to turn it off. It's time to get confrontational here.
You get too fired up with C-SPAN on.
Are the Cavs falling behind in the East?
No, they're not. And.
For them to be falling behind yesterday,
there would have to be somebody that's jumping ahead of them. I think that there are
this
two...
This move doesn't help put Atlanta ahead of them with Trae Young and Kristaps Porzingis?
No, the Hawks are going to win 45 games. They'll be fine. They'll be a bottom-tier playoff team.
Okay.
And they will maybe, depending on their matchup, win a playoff series. But in the 25 games that Kristaps Porzingis and Trae Young play together, those will be fun. But there's going to be about 25 of those games because Kristaps Porzingis... Go through his career. How often has he played 65 games in a season? How often has he been healthy for a complete playoff run?
I think once.
Like even the year the Celtics won the championship, he didn't play much in the playoffs because he was hurt.
I actually agree, but I just wanted to be confrontational with you.
This is not the Atlanta Hawks are not anywhere near the Cavs tier by doing this. Now there are some other moves. There are some other things I think they might be able to do that put them closer. Mm-hmm. But this move does not make them some sort of contender. Like they are still below. I think the Cavs, the Knicks, the Magic, Detroit, I would have ahead of them. I would still probably have the Boston Celtics
Now you got to power rank the East. Now you got to power rank the East.
It's like a real thing.
Power ranking.
Number one, the Cavs.
Wow.
Number two, the Orlando Magic.
You're a homer.
I'm not.
The Orlando Magic.
Ahead of the New York Knicks, yes. Number three, the New York Knicks. How far am I going?
Well, we always go three, but I want to keep you going further. Keep going.
We need to know at least eight.
Number four, the Detroit Pistons.
You don't need no eight.
Yeah, we do, because
Detroit's number
because
four.
Because of what the text said last night.
I think the Pistons are going to be good next year.
Man, Indiana's going to have that much of a fall without Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton matters so much
you
to them,
man. You guys want to call you people in the NBA.
Tyrese Halliburton matters a ton.
We'll call him overrated. We'll find out this year how overrated he really is.
That narrative is so dumb. Well, that anonymous poll was like 90 players, and he got like 13% of the vote.
Well, a bunch
of haters. Seven guys said he was overrated, and it became a thing.
Well, did he or did he not use that for fuel?
He might used have, it for, but I think it was a dumb talking point.
Hell yeah, he did. He was telling people to overrate that. Yes, he used that as I'm sorry, but if you have your fellow coworkers, contemporaries calling you overrated, that you're going to use that as some fuel. Tyrese Halliburton used it as fuel. We'll find out how overrated he is this year. Mitch says Porzingis has reached 60-plus games once in the last six seasons.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I was trying to stir the pot with you because I know that somebody else wanted to stir the pot with you. We'll see if that one goes down.
No, that's why I want to know your all eight power rankings. What'd you tell me in text last night, Danny? Where'd you tell me you'd be doing next year for the playoffs?
I said if the Hawks Cavs 1-8 matchup, I'll do the hits for Magic City on this show.
If you said win, there's a big.
I mean, they could be
there.
The seven seed.
Atlanta's called Magic City.
No, Magic. You've not heard of Magic City?
There's a
Orlando.
No. There's a fine gentleman's establishment.
Oh yeah, I've never been to a strip club in Atlanta. I've only been through Atlanta.
It's a very famous one.
Jason's already done all this.
Oh, is that the Patrick Ewing one?
That is the who went there during the bubble?
Jermaine Dupri.
No, during the NBA. Lou Williams got suspended in the bubble.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Chicken wings.
Lemon Pepper Lou?
Yes.
He ate chicken wings at the Magic City?
Magic City is famous for a couple of things. One of them is actually their chicken wings.
I'm not eating in a gentleman's club.
I'm telling you, man. People swear by it.
Change your mind when you get free burgers until 8 p.m.
No, man. Food and sex, separate things.
I don't
know. You know, I know what I look like, but guys, you got to know how finicky I am. You know that. I ain't it. No. Food is not consumed in the bedroom, whether you're doing that or not.
It's not the
and
bedroom.
I don't need nudity around my food. So I might get the chicken wings to go. I'll sit there at a gentleman's establishment.
While they fry the wings?
And I'll get the chicken wings to go. I ain't eating at no gentleman's club. My wife and I went to a gentleman's club on vacation one time years ago.
And where was vacation?
Oh, this was Myrtle back in the day. I'm not going to say the name of the club on the air. And I remember Liz got like a plate of nachos. And I'm like, how are you eating? Why are we here? All our friends were there too. I was like, this is a bizarre habit.
What food makes the least?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sense to have in a gentleman's club because I think nachos has to be up there.
Minestrone soup,
any type of soup is probably up there. But I think I hear for a lot of them, you hear about having a steak dinner.
I don't understand how guys just sit there and eat steak with all that going on around them. Of course, I've never tried it. Maybe it's like Caligula and I don't even realize. Anyway, Owen, go ahead, go at this man.
There's
please.
Five gentlemen's clubs in Myrtle Beach.
I'm not asking about the
we'll power rank those later.
I want to know
the Dollhouse. It has two E's. That's what that was my pick.
Okay, that wasn't it. Which is the other one?
We got Pearl's Cabaret. We got Masters. We got Lust Club. that we got the treasure club. And think about the one that everyone laughed at afterwards.
It is one of those five. Long story short, my buddy got escorted out of there. He refused to pay for the VIP
for the entertainment. He had bought,
and I said, my buddy snuck back there, and two of the biggest bodyguards I've ever seen in my life, they're like, that does not happen here, sir. And I'm like, you just got to go. You got to go check one of those rooms. I don't mean to talk to you like this, but you got to go check one of them rooms. It was just a terrible evening. It was fun, but it was a terrible evening.
Yeah, how were the nachos?
I didn't eat none of that. I'm not eating around nudity.
How did your wife say
especially
they were?
Strangers' nudity. I think she liked them. I don't remember. I was trying to get the hell out of there.
Call her up.
She's asleep, hopefully.
Here's my problem. So you don't think it has any effect on what the East does at all?
The Porzingis move?
Yeah.
I think it will change where the Hawks are, but the Hawks are not a contender to win the Eastern Conference. This doesn't make them a team that I think, oh, they could make a deep run in the playoffs. They could win the conference and go to the finals. This move doesn't do that for them. I don't know that there's a move that does that for them. I don't know, as long as Trae Young's on the roster, that's possible for them.
I think there's two tentacles to this, and I think they add into the same thing. One, what's it mean for the Cavs? Because I think that when you hear like Kristaps Porzingis as a name, and I don't. By the way, I didn't hear Jake last night. I didn't hear Jake Volnick. I'm sorry.
Well, he's on vacation.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
So nobody heard him.
Well, I hope he's having a good time. Who was hosting at night last night?
Spencer German.
Okay, I didn't get to hear Spencer on it last night. So I didn't hear if Spencer was freaking out about it. I didn't see anybody losing their marbles over it. Kristaps Porzingis is a name. He is a big name. So you pay attention to a guy like that. Tingus Pingus is a big name for everybody. And I think when you break it down real quick, let me say this. I think your first reaction is, are the Cavs falling behind in the East? I think there's also another reaction is, man, there's a lot of teams who think they have a look at this.
Yeah.
There are a lot, because this move would have not been made 6 years ago. Like, it's pointless. It's because that you are right. He's going to play 25 games this year with them. It's not going to get them over the top. Not with Trae Young. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is this move even made 3 months ago?
From an Atlanta perspective,
yeah.
Probably, because I do think they're starting to feel some pressure of having to build something that resembles a winner around Trae Young.
Well, that's what it felt like to me, is that everybody's reshuffling their decks because they're going, it's wide open right now, right?
And it is.
And I know that you came on yesterday and said that the Cavs don't need to make a ton of moves. They have a roster, right? I mean, we've all set on the Darius Garland thing that he's a two-time All-Star and all that. I've seen it enough in the playoffs, and I've seen Porzingis, when he actually is on the court against the Cavs, make them look like little brother the way that he has controlled the paint area.
I think it's much easier for him to do that when he's surrounded by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and the guys on that Celtics team.
You're
when
right.
He's in a much different situation in Atlanta where it's having to cover for Trae Young on the perimeter. And yeah, Jalen Johnson, I think if he's healthy, is a really good player. And that's really Atlanta's key to taking their next step, is his development. Not acquiring Kristaps Porzingis. It's actually somebody other than Trae Young becoming their best player. But I think who Kristaps Porzingis looks like on the floor is kind of a product of his environment. Like, he was not the guy that he was in Boston anywhere else. And that's not coincidental. It's because he was around two all-NBA guys on the wing in Tatum and Brown when he was healthy in Boston. That is one of the things. And he was such a good fit. And he will be, I think, a good fit offensively with Trae Young. And he will make that team better. But there's so much more that needs to be done for them, for me to even put them in like the top four in the East.
I got to tell you, I wish I could disagree with Danny, because I want to get in an argument at some point here today, just because it's my nature. But I got to agree with Danny here. I think it's a wild time. I agree with you believing that Atlanta has a lot of pressure on them with Trae Young. I mean, God, we've been talking about the possibilities of Trae Young being traded or wanting out over the last 3 years now. I think there's a ton of pressure on them, or there's mounting pressure on them. But I think if you look at where the NBA is right now, I've never seen this many teams. I mean, we got to recalibrate our brains on how the NBA is working here, because at any given time, we went through four straight years where we were one of the two teams that anybody gave a chance to win a championship. And when you went from 2 out of 30 to now, honestly, how many general managers in the NBA right now think that they have a chance? Cleveland, Boston, New York, Indiana. Okay, probably not Indiana this coming year.
And not Boston.
So that's three. Okay, take Boston out of it this coming year because of Jason Tatum. You're right. Milwaukee,
probably not.
Okay, Detroit. I'm going to put Detroit in there. Yes, I am.
Sure.
Orlando.
Yep.
Atlanta. That's 9. Chicago.
No.
Okay. So we're done with the West, or done with the East. Oklahoma City, Houston, obviously. The Lakers.
Yep.
Denver.
Yep.
Clippers.
Yep.
Minnesota.
Yep.
Golden State.
Yep.
Memphis. I mean, they're making moves. I mean, they're not. I don't think they're done. I'm going to put Memphis in there because I don't think they're done.
Yes, okay. I agree.
Sacramento or Dallas?
Dallas.
Okay.
Dallas,
certainly. That's 9, right? You got 18 teams in the league right off the top of my head that believe that they have a look at it within the next year or two.
And that's a really good thing for the NBA.
Huge, we're going to be only team out of all those that doesn't do anything this offseason again.
Because we're already one of the best teams out of this. Okay. See, I think there's a lot
of
teams.
One of the best teams that's been out in the second round 3 consecutive seasons.
Okay, but that's their fault. At some point, they're going to be ready to win championships.
I want them to do something about it.
But I'm not.
I want them to change it.
But I don't want, if I have 18 teams here, I'm looking at it saying, I think there's, out of 18 teams, I think 15 are lying to themselves.
Sure.
So out of because you were looking at me like, maybe. Okay, so if there's 18 teams, 15 are lying to themselves, or 14 are lying to themselves. You are not one of the teams that are lying to themselves. So, yeah, I'm frustrated too, but damn it, I'm not trying to just make moves.
Consecutive second-round exits, and you're not lying to yourself.
And that is
okay.
Really you-know-what
yeah,
poor.
I've been there. I've sat through it again.
I agree.
And
I agree.
We're going to do it again.
That's terrible.
You're going to get it again.
But it's not a prudent move to make. Brother, it's not a prudent move to make. Not right now.
It's not being against making moves. It's again. It's what are the moves to make? You have to have that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You have to have that sort of evidence.
Well, I want
you can't just
done,
make
Danny.
Move
I don't
just to make
just
a move.
Here.
And that's how you end up in a bad place.
You've been listening to Lima way too much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those 3 listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.